You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. After a scintillating month of action, 260 Greyhounds have been whittled down to six for Saturday night's final in the William Hill Greyhound Derby. It's a good night of action as well. Plenty to enjoy on the card. We'll be taking a look at the eight races live on Sky in this edition of the podcast, including the William Hill Greyhound Derby final. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me, as ever, on the podcast take a look at the action is the Racing Post, Jonathan Kay. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm in great form. Really excited. It's been a long, old slog to get to this stage. We've seen some fantastic racing at Wimbledon over the past month or so, and £250,000 going to be decided in around 28 seconds. Wow.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a real belter so far. Who's really impressed you in the competition, Jonathan?
Farlow Blitz, he's gone through the competition unbeaten so far, so that's five runs and five wins, bidding to become the first greyhound since the brilliant Westmead Hawk in 2006 to go through the Derby unbeaten, and deservedly a short price to do so. But every single dog who's made it through to the decider has performed brilliantly. Remember, only the first two went through from the first round all of a month ago, so it's been really tough.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a Farlow Blitz, as you mentioned there, who's been the favourite pretty much since the first round. Eden the Kid, who smashed the track record, and Rio Quattro, who I know you were keen on in the last podcast, Jonathan. So a real good look to the final.
Terrific look to the final. There's great stories associated with all the finalists as well. We're going to have a new winning trainer on the roll of honour. None of the trainers involved have ever won the Derby before. Owen McKenna, the trainer of Trap 2, Farlow Blitz, has won Irish Derbies, but this is the big one, and I'm sure that it's been a great week, but round about now the nerves will be kicking in.
Yeah, you would have thought so. Before we get to the feature races then, as I mentioned, we're going to preview the eight races live on Sky Sports 2 on Saturday evening. We'll start with the 7-11. This one's an open race for the puppies over 480 metres. Who did you like here?
Well, it's a bit of a strange race, this one, because only five go to traps to start with. Yasu Martin withdrawn from trap five. All the five runners are seeded, so no railers in this lineup. I think trap six, Swift Whirlwind for Mark Wallace, has a brilliant makeup. Vacant trap on his inside. One of the unlucky dogs in the first round of the Derby to be eliminated in third, and has since run well at Monmore, finishing second in a final. I think he breaks well on the outside. He could be away and gone. My Little Dream potentially has a good draw in one, if she doesn't run too wide at the bend, which would be a concern, but I think she could be a bit of forecast value. Ted's Last, who was very impressive in the early stages of the Derby, he gets my vote for third. I'm going for six, Swift Whirlwind, to beat one, My Little Dream, and four, Ted's Last.
OK, the 7.26 is the Anglo-Irish Derby Invitation for 2015. It's an open race, again, over the 480-metre trip. What stood out here?
I think Ballymac Brogan in trap four will take all the beating. Showed plenty of early pace in the first round of the Derby, the Racing Post Juvenile winner earlier in the year, but just run out of it heartbreakingly and finished third, which wasn't good enough. Subsequent to that, he came back on quarterfinal night and ran a blinder, having not gotten to the front after a slow start. I think if he breaks well here, he'll go clear and will be exceptionally hard to catch. Trap one, Swift Keith, just flattened out a little bit in the Derby and has a few questions to answer, but certainly has the class to be a big player in this. Trap 6 Diego Flight reached the semi-finals of the Derby, will be staying on and can fill the tri-cast position. I'm going for 4 Ballymac Brogan to beat 1 Swift Keith and 6 Diego Flight.
7.43 is the 687-metre Stayers. It's another open race. Who did you like?
Like Millwood's Teddy out of trap four here for Dean Charles. Comes into the race having won the Summer Stayers Classic at Monmore. Was a little bit controversial in the Regency final at Hove recently when marked awkward. It may even have been worse than that, but he did nothing wrong at all at Monmore. He is the St. Ledger runner-up round. He has great form at the track. I think he'll be exceptionally tough to beat. TJ's Power Hawk in one should get a good run on the inside and may take the field along for quite a way. 3 Anoko Melissa's been very prolific thick in the provinces, but we'll find this a bit tougher. I'm going for 4 Millwoods Teddy to beat 1 TJ's Powerhawk and 3 Anoko Melissa.
OK. The 7.59 is the 480-metre ladies' event. Who got the pick here?
Forest Twilight, really interesting runner, making her debut for Hayley Keatley. She won 4 in a row for Kevin Hutton earlier in the year, and some of her trial work since switching kennels has been sensational. She faces a very, very worthy rival in the shape of Trap 3, Ivanta Evita, for Mark Wallace, who ran really well during the derby, but she might just make the market here. And Forest Twilight will be really tough to beat if running up to her trial form, which includes a flying 4.69 sectional here. I think she can make all. 3, Ivanta Evita, the danger. 6, Bubbly Beauty can come through late to fill third. 4, Forest Twilight. 3, Ivanta Evita. And 6, Bubbly Beauty.
OK, the 8.16 looks like it'll get some getting. The William Hill Durando Marathon over 894 metres. Who are you picking for this stamina sapping test?
Always one of the highlights of the Derby card is the Durando Marathon, and we had a bit of a trial stakes for it on quarter-final night when Droopy's Tamira ran away with a race over the course and distance. But it's a greyhound that finished behind her that I like here. Alma Prince in Trap 1 got no sort of run on that occasion. I think he will from the inside berth here, and he could be tremendous value. Trap 2, Droopy's Cottage steps up in trip, and trainer Dean Charles, who also has Droopy's Tamira in the race, is very sweet on her chances. That could be a pointer. The market, headed by Roxholm Magic, bit of an interesting greyhound, only does enough sometimes but stays forever. I just think there's value in opposing her. I'm going for 1 Alma Prince to beat 2 Droopy's Cottage and 4 Roxholm Magic.
OK, the 8.33 is over the obstacles, over 480 metres for the William Hill Champion Hurdle Final. And we've got betting on this one. Razzle Dazzle News Talk is the 7-4 favourite. A Little Less Slip is 5-2. Same price about Jetstream Reason. Lenton Royale is 6-1. 12-1 for Priceless Sun. And Soviet Jackson is 20-1. Who'd you like here, Jonathan?
I'm going to go with Trap 1 Jetstream Reason, despite the fact that he was beaten in the heats last week by A Little Less Slip. That was his first run for a while. He should really come on for that, and he's always one to be respected when getting the inside draw. Won the Irish National a couple of years ago and still retains plenty of ability. Trap 2 Razzle Dazzle News Talk was the subsequent winner of the Irish National, so it's a really strong field this. I think he could be the main danger. You always have to respect A Little Less Slip. Sometimes it's not a greyhound given the credit that he deserves, but does win a lot of races. I'm going for 1 Jetstream Reason to beat 2 Razzle Dazzle News Talk and 4 A Little Less Slip.
OK, and Jetstream Reason in that one for Jonathan. The William Hill Greyhound Derby Final Plate. And this one, we bet like this. It's Domino Storm on 11-4. Same price for Ibiza Rocks. Old Joe Golden is 3-1. 9-2 for JT Berlin. Aclamon Messi is 5-1. And 10-1 the outside is My Real Muttley. Looks fairly close here.
It really does look close. I think the draw could be crucial. Ibiza Rocks has a very good makeup on the inside. I thought ran very well behind Aclamon Messi in the heats last week. And has a good chance to lead up on the rails here. Could be very difficult to catch. There's plenty of pace on the outside here. Aclamon Messi in 5 and Old Joe Golden in 6. They might just get involved in a bit of a speed battle, which would do neither of them any favours. If we're looking for somebody to come from off the pace, well, 2, JT Berlin could be that greyhound and is worth including in TriCast. I'm going to go for 1 Ibiza Rocks to beat 6 Old Joe Golden and 2 JT Berlin.
OK, there we go. We'll move on then to the highlights of the night. It's the 9.08. This is the William Hill Greyhound Derby Final, an open race over 480 metres. The one we've been building up to all month. And Farlow Blitz, the unbeaten Farlow Blitz, is the 4-5 favourite now. Eden the Kid, who smashed the track record this year, is 4-1. Rio Quattro, 5-1. 8-1 for Making Paper. Tinwald Bish is 14-1. And 20-1 for Millwoods Davy. I know you were keen in the semi-finals on Rio Quattro. Has anything changed?
I'm not going to go with Rio Quattro on this occasion, but the logic that was behind him then still applies. The thing is that he's not trapping brilliantly from 1. And if that happens again, Farlow Blitz coming out, and anything like level terms from 2, should lead by the bend and should be away and gone. He's not put a foot wrong in the competition. He is definitely the speediest to the bend in this lineup, and Greyhound Derby finals are normally won from the front. Rio Quattro does have a great record and never gives up, so he has to be respected, but he can't afford to come out flat-footed like he did 7 days ago. Eden the Kid, the track record breaker in the first round, has battled through to the final, showing real determination when things haven't gone his way. He has to be respected, but I do worry about his draw outside Making Paper, who may take a step to the right initially. Of the others, Millwood's Davy slipped under the radar a bit. It's just tough to see how he gets a run, but don't rule out a big run from track 6, Tinwall Bish, the only finalist yet to win in the competition. He has plenty of early, and if it was trouble inside, he could be a big price. But I'm going for 2 Farlow Blitz to beat 1 Rio Quattro and 4 Eden the Kid.
Okay then, Farlow Blitz getting the vote for Jonathan then in the feature of the night. If you just give us an app selection and a next best then for what's set to be a pulsating night of greyhound racing from Wimbledon.
I'm going to go for a bit of value with the nap, and I'm going to side with that greyhound Alma Prince in the William Hill Durando Marathon from trap 1 at 8.16. For the next best, I'm going to go in the William Hill Champion Hurdle Final at 8.33 with trap 1 again, Jetstream Reason.
OK, fantastic. There we are then, thoughts of Jonathan Kay ahead of William Hill Derby final night from Wimbledon on Saturday. Thank you for joining me on the podcast tonight, Jonathan. I hope you enjoy the action on Saturday night.
Yeah, looking forward to it. All the best.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.